Jason Podcast, a once a week update on all things food, family, community, gardening, whatever. We call it Sidecar. If it has to do with the rituals around food and holidays, making food or taking it places, or remembering what we were eating during important times in our lives, we'll talk about it here. I am your host and bestie, Jen Kolsla, coming to you from the soulless but sunny suburbs of Northern Virginia. Welcome to the middle of April, my friends. I hope you were not overly pranked by April Fool's jokes and that you have been happily and gently celebrating whatever holiday you celebrate in April. And if you were in the path of those big storms that happened in Arkansas, I did post some pet support nonprofits on Twitter if you want to help out. I know it's a day late and a dollar short to be talking about it here now, but the truth is we're going to be seeing a lot more of these storms, and getting cash to folks on the ground will always be a great way to help, and I'll always try to do that. I hope that you and your family are okay. Even if you don't believe that climate change is the reason for the storms that are eviscerating parts of the country, maybe you saw all that snow and rain in California last month too, I don't know what to tell you. Here's the thing. These storms are happening and with very little notice. At least if we can tie them back to climate change, we have a chance of mitigating. But if you think it's just divine intervention, then I guess we just throw up our hands and try not to be assholes. Is that the deal? I don't know. I guess we'd do better so God stops punishing people. Meanwhile, I'm just rolling my eyes so hard that they fall out of my head and I step on one of them while trying to find the other one. So what I'm saying basically is climate change. I'm so sorry that my podcasting schedule has been so haphazard these past few months. February to the middle of May is the busiest time of the year for my job. And it's one of the hardest times of the year for me personally because of whatever reason I have more migraines in March than any other month of the year. Is it the change of seasons and allergies, or is it the universe somehow punishing me because spring is my favorite time of the year to be outside gardening, and now I'm too sick and I can't do it, and by the time April comes along in Virginia, it's too hot. Who knows? I'm probably being punished for being heretic and believing in climate change. Speaking of punishment, our refrigerator died last week, and I had to throw away so much food, it broke my heart. We had one of those French door refrigerators because we loved the big bottom drawer freezer, and it was so full of potato bones, also known as tater tots, and frozen strawberries and peaches from last season that were just being made, waiting to be made into jam, and like 10 pounds of pitted cherries that would have been made into boozy cherries, and it all thawed and got disgusting, and so it all had to go into the compost. In a way, it was kind of cathartic, but I won't enjoy the trip to the grocery store to replace all of the condiments. Not in this economy! Don't worry, I was able to salvage all the cheese. The new fridge comes today, Wednesday, while I'm writing and hopefully recording this. And this time we're getting a side-by-side, which has even more freezer storage and will allow us to organize it a bit better. We do have a big chest freezer, so there's really no excuse for not organizing our frozen food better. But because we had no fridge, we didn't do anything for Easter. In fact, we've been living on a combination of saltines and peanut butter and crappy fast food for the last 6 days. The good news is that the spring farmers markets have started. And there are strawberries! And they are definitely grown in a hothouse, though, because they aren't quite as sweet as the ones that would be grown outside, but still, strawberries! Outside strawberries should be showing up in the next few weeks, definitely. I've also picked up some tomato and hot pepper plants, and they're sitting in the greenhouse until we're past a frost-free date. I ended up not starting any plants of my own this year, because I just have been so busy and I don't feel well, which just sucks. I hate it. But that didn't stop me from buying a small fortune of seeds. So if you find that you need some seeds, you should hit me up because I know many of you are still in northern places where you probably have plenty of time to still start seeds. So I can put some in the mail to you. I mostly have vegetable seeds and they're mostly hot peppers and tomatoes and lots of herbs. I probably will just direct sow a lot of the flower seeds, which are mostly zinnias and sunflowers. And if you're wondering whether the bindweed my nemesis, survived the 6-foot-deep dig out of the old sewer line? Yes, yes, it did. And in the warmer weather, it has been growing at least 3 inches a day. I shit you not. So I went out there with some Roundup this weekend and I sprayed it because I'm just not going to fight with it this year. But I don't even know if Roundup will kill it. And I usually do not like to use chemicals at all. But there are two things that I will spray, and one of them is bindweed and the other one is poison ivy because Ben and I are both really allergic to it. Everything else I will pull up, or I'll use my little butane flame thrower. A few things that we dug up in advance of that sewer work managed to survive, and a few things did not, and that's okay. I knew that would happen, and I was really pleased to see that the peace rose that Ben put in the greenhouse is doing so much better in the greenhouse than it has ever done in that spot by the front stairs, so I think I will not return it to the front and instead find a new spot for it. The black raspberries have partially come back. It looks like I lost maybe half of them, but that's fine because they'll just keep duplicating, multiplying. And the drift roses, of course, have all been fine. Things I'm thinking of adding to the garden. More fig trees. The brown figs that I have done so well that I think it's worth getting some more. The figs are a bit smaller than the ones we get at the store, but they're still perfect for making fig jam or just feeding the squirrels and the birds. The farmers market vendors often have really nice fig trees at a good price, so I might buy 3 more, but I need to just figure out where to put them. I would still like to get a pink dogwood tree, but the 2 that we've gotten in the past have just not survived in the heat and the sun of the front, so I think that unless we can find a good spot with a little protection, it isn't worth the investment, unfortunately. The big blue spruce that the sewer guy sheared 1/3 away off probably will not bounce back, so I will have to think about whether or not we'll replace that with something else. It's really nice having a Christmas tree type tree out there to put lights on in the winter, but it grew so fast, maybe because that sewer line was compromised, I'm not really sure, that it became too big for me to easily get lights on it. Oh, and remember those 200 daffodil bulbs that I planted in a trench from the big dig? About 20 of them came up. Maybe more will come up next year, who knows? Maybe it never got cold enough this winter. We had a really mild winter. And maybe the soil just got too compacted. The ones that did come up were so pretty. I got them from John Sheepers, which really has the best selection of bulbs. So the big overarching question is what to do with the front part that was dug up. I had wanted to do a raised bed, like a half circle from the walkway, but the time to have done that would have been last month when it was not so hot. To tie this whole segment together, I had just had so many migraines that nothing got done. So that's the garden update. And if to take a page out of the Golden Ratio podcast, it's time for dog updates. So if you follow me on the socials, you know that we have a new dude living with us. He is a 3-year-old red golden retriever who can be quite a handful when he feels like it, and otherwise he's a dreamboat. And as we have now discovered, is heartworm positive. I'm going to document his treatment to really hammer home how important it is that people give their dogs heartworm preventative, because it is not at all a fun treatment for the dog or the dog parents, and it is not inexpensive. Unfortunately, he also came with kennel cough, which is highly contagious, respiratory infection, and now Waffles has it too. So both dogs are on a 14-day course of antibiotics, and once we're done, Big Red, or whatever his name is on that day, will go back to the hospital for his chest x-ray and his ultrasound of his heart to see how bad the heartworm is, and then we'll have a treatment plan, which we will probably start in the beginning of May. So aside from that, here's what we know about him. He loves tennis balls and tug toys, and he crates like a dream, and he loves to lean and snuggle, but he's also very leash reactive. He's very strong. He barks at women more than he barks at men, and he might want to eat a few of the dogs in the neighborhood. So definitely once we sort out his health care, we'll have to get some training, because as I mentioned, when he is good, he is so good. But when he's bad, he's handful, and he scares me a little bit, because we're not used to having a dog like that. He did get to meet GR Mom last week when she came over for lunch, and I think he got the Golden Ratio seal of approval, and we are submitting an application to be a ratio-adjacent suburban cousin. And finally, in other news, On Sunday the 16th, my work will be all set up at Aslin Brewery in Herndon. So if you want to come by and get some of our special Earth Days beer, which is a coconut Hefeweizen, please come over. We'll have a petting zoo with a unicorn, axe throwing, not at the petting zoo, and other stuff. Plus, you can ask me anything about anything. Although, I would stick with environmental questions, but you can certainly try to ask me anything. I'm purposefully not talking about the shooting events of the last 2 weeks, or of Kentucky kicking out 2 young Black legislators, or telling you about my beloved brother David, stepbrother really, but he was my brother, who left us 20 years ago this month, or updating you on mom stuff, because it's just too much these days. So let's just focus on spring, new dog, peanut butter pill pockets, they actually taste pretty good, strawberries, plants, garden plants, and the fact that my birthday is less than a month away. And what are we going to do about it? Because a certain husband will be away at a conference. Oh, and food holidays. Let's do some food holidays because I feel like I've missed a whole bunch. I'm going to do all this week and next week on the off chance that I don't do a second podcast this weekend because I'm swamped with Earth Day stuff. Okay, today, April 12th, is Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. And if you listen to the 2 Chocolate Cake series, you know I have an excellent grilled cheese recipe. I love to chop tomatoes up and sometimes have super crispy bacon or sliced apple or pear with my grilled cheese. I think cheddar is the best cheese for a grilled cheese, but I also can be placated with American cheese. When I was visiting my pen pal Bev in Wales a few years ago, I was introduced to cheese toasties, which are like grilled cheese, but a little bit different, but oh my gosh, so delicious. I keep thinking about the cheese toasties. I think my favorite ones were the ones from Sainsbury's. Maybe grilled cheese should be my first meal once we get our fridge back. It's also licorice day, and I appreciate that it is not everyone's favorite candy or flavor, but I am a big fan. And let me tell you a little story about the power of suggestion. When I was a little person, my sister Catherine had me convinced that I preferred the black jelly beans to any other color jelly beans, so she'd give me all the black ones and take all the red ones, and now I really do love black jelly beans. I love those licorice pastilles that are like multicolored little mini Good and Plenties. I love the European licorice with the sea salt. What I don't like is fruit-flavored licorice, which is just licorice-looking but doesn't actually taste like licorice at all. So Twizzlers, basically, red Twizzlers or red vines. Thursday, April 13th is Peach Cobbler Day, and no, it isn't. Peach Cobbler is a day in July when peaches are fresh. I'm going to make it restock your freezer day with all kinds of new stuff. Friday is National Pecan Day. And again, if you listen to 2 Chocolate Cakes, I have an excellent pecan pie recipe in there. We got a pecan pie from the Red Truck Bakery out by the vet's office, which had gotten into a bit of a kerfuffle last month, I think, with a bunch of shitty right-wingers. And man, oh man, it was the best pecan pie I've ever had. And I have had some good ones. Saturday the 15th is Spiral Glazed Ham Day. And I will not lie, I love ham so much. I love the Honey Baked Ham stores, and my idea of a serious treat is getting a sandwich from there after a very trying day. There is a Honey Baked Ham place not far from my doctor's offices, and there is one not far from my office offices, so that pretty much covers any of the bad days I could have. Easily one of my favorite things about Easter is, in fact, ham, and I'm bummed that we didn't have any this year. However, I think I've gone on the record before in saying that I do not love country ham, at all. No. Sunday is Eggs Benedict Day, and that is definitely one of my go-to meals when out at brunch. But I am not a big fan of Canadian bacon, so I will happily sub in tomato or spinach or bacon, but only if it's super crispy. I really don't like chewy bacon. You might make a note of that. Mostly, I just love hollandaise sauce. I will put that on everything. It's also Day of the Mushroom, and it just occurs to me how good Eggs Benedict would be with a big old slice of grilled portobello mushroom instead of Canadian bacon. Maybe there's already a name for that, but if there is, I've not heard of it. There's a great mushroom vendor at the farmer's market, and although Ben doesn't like mushrooms, I picked some mushroom risotto up to try out. Let's see. Sunday the 16th is also the day we are celebrating Earth Day because the following week is just jam-packed with other Earth Day events. So again, if you're local to me, definitely come on out and let me buy you a beer or an ice cream or a cotton candy that is made to look like the Earth. Monday, April 17th is National Cheeseball Day, and I guess this could be one of two things, either a cheeseball like Clown Shoes, my cat, or an actual ball of cheese. You can pick which one. Tuesday the 18th is Animal Cracker's birthday, which I feel like is a brand new holiday. I do not remember this one from previous years, but I do love animal crackers, and I do love birthdays. Do you know who else loves animal crackers? Goats. Goats love animal crackers. Wednesday the 19th of April is Garlic Day, and for me, garlic is like salt and pepper. It goes into everything, certainly everything savory. I have it in several forms in my house, powdered, garlic salt, dehydrated garlic, fresh garlic. I get these little servings of peeled garlic at the grocery store in the cooler case in the produce section. Minced garlic and olive oil and garlic in with other Italian herbs. So I have it in just about every form you can imagine. It is also, in a paste. I get it in a paste too, like in a tube. It's also National Amaretto Day. Amaretto is a funny thing because while it tastes like almonds, it can actually be made with peach or apricot pits or bitter almonds because it isn't almonds at all that makes the flavor, but it's actually a natural source of benzaldehyde, which is the aromatic that makes the almond smell and flavor. And I love those little crunchy Italian amaretti cookies that are wrapped in paper. I sometimes see them at Total Wine and at World Market, but they are best when you get them from an actual Italian bakery because I find that they're fresher. Thursday, April 20th is Pineapple Upside Down Cake. And honestly, I'm ambivalent. I mean, I like all the elements, but what is even the point? I feel like it is an heirloom cake, but it absolutely isn't anything that I ever seek out. It's also Lima Bean Respect Day. And while I never liked lima beans growing up because they were always frozen and really they had freezer burn, when I married into Bed's family, we had fresh butter beans, which are really just lima beans with better PR. I totally fell in love with them. I mean, they were often fresh frozen right at the farm, and they were so delicious. So mad respect as an adult for lima beans. I wonder how easy they are to grow. Friday, April 21st, is Chocolate-Covered Cashew Truffle Day, which sounds honestly like a Mad Lib, so whatever. Saturday, April 22nd, is Earth Day, by the way, so maybe try something new to decrease your carbon footprint. There are lots of small things you can do, like making sure you bring your own bag to the grocery store, stop using single-use plastic stuff, get yourself a set of picnic wear for the office or to leave in your car, just say no to plastic forks and knives, bring your own cup to the coffee shop, no more polystyrene, which is the same thing as styrofoam, get a good water bottle. My favorite water bottles are the double-walled stainless steel ones with the wide mouth for adding ice cubes. That can also be used for iced tea or iced coffee as a tumbler, although I'll be honest and say that I like to keep my water and my flavored drink separate because I can always taste when someone has used my cup for coffee. Start a compost pile. More than 20% of what goes into a landfill is organic, which means it could be composted at a commercial site or right in your own backyard. But here's the hard truth. All of these things aren't enough, even if we all do them, to actually slow climate change. Because while we are regular people who are awful about plastic and waste, we are small potatoes compared to industry. So what we really have to do, along with our own better habits, is to push for environmental policies that hold industry's feet to the fire for them to do better. And they will do better when they are required to do better. Because as much as I love Coca-Cola, they are a huge polluter in the world, and they won't do better until there are laws making them. So call your elected officials, write letters, understand the issues, get up to speak at town meetings. You can do it. I know you can. And if you do it, you'll be rewarded with jelly beans, because it's also National Jelly Bean Day. Yay! I do love me some jelly beans. And I know I've said it here before, my favorites are Brock's Jelly Beans, and I sure wish they'd sponsor me. And by sponsor, I mean just send me a bag of jelly beans every few weeks. Sunday the 23rd is National Cherry Cheesecake Day, and that gets two thumbs up from me, and I'm pretty sure the very first cheesecake I ever had as a kid was in New York City with a big puddle of cherry pie filling on top. Yum. It's also National Picnic Day, and here are some of the things I love in my picnic basket. Fruit salad, deviled eggs, sandwiches of almost any type, but not peanut butter and jelly because that's just not fancy picnic food. Maybe cream cheese and olive, or brie and apple, or ham and brie, or turkey and Swiss, with a super thin apple slices, or even egg salad, or mozzarella and tomato. But I really do love egg salad. Potato salad, macaroni salad, tomato and cucumber salad with those little mozzarella balls in balsamic vinegar, and olive oil. Cookies, cupcakes, and brownies, potato chips, an assortment of fizzy beverages, cloth napkins, and all of my best friends. Okay, lovies, that's it for food holidays. I hope that wherever you are, the weather is lovely and you're getting some vitamin D. If it's not lovely, then please get some vitamin D at the pharmacy because we could all need it. We could all use it. We need it. Thanks for listening. Please keep rating and recommending the podcast. And if you like the content and want to support the work and get little extras now and then, you can do so by subscribing to the Patreon, which you can find at patreon.com/twochocolatecakes. I'm still trying to move over all of the Sidecar pods over to their own feed, but Anchor and Spotify have somehow become one entity, and now it is somehow more steps instead of fewer. Anywho, until next time, look around your house and figure out what you can reduce, reuse, and recycle. And you can add reclaim, rot, and repair to that list too. We had to buy a new fridge because it was pretty impossible for us to repair it, but we did try. However, in the last 2 years, we have repaired the washing machine, the dishwasher, and the dryer, and previous iterations of us would have just replaced those items. But YouTube had the answer. There's actually a whole movement called Right to Repair, and I'll talk about that another time, but you could look it up if you're interested. A quick reminder that Arbor Day is the last Friday in April in this hemisphere, and it's a great time to plant a tree, but choose wisely. If you need assistance, hit me up. See you soon.